and welcome to the Newark City Schools Podcast, Episode 6. My name is Seth Roy, and you have just listened to a sample of the Carson Elementary Choir, a group of 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders who take time outside of school to rehearse and perform around the community. This month, the group will also be performing at local senior centers, as well as for their classmates and family in a school-wide concert. For this episode, I spoke with Carson Elementary music teacher Anne Marie Robinson and two of her 5th grade students, Logan and Sarah, and spent a bit of time in one of the group's rehearsals. Later on, I also spoke with Newark High School history teacher Baron Smith about the recent Community Service Day on April 25th, which saw nearly 60 students and staff members go into the community to clean up city parks and put down mulch. This was the 2nd year for the project, which Mr. Smith has led both years. As always, please consider subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, or you can also find us on SoundCloud by searching for Newark City Schools in either spot. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Here with Anne Marie Robinson at Carson Elementary and talking about the Carson Choir. I want to just start with sort of the history of the choir. You've been at Carson in the district for
34 years.
And when did you start? I guess Carson's been around for
since 2007. Okay. The first year we did not have a formal choir. We began what we call choir as we know it, grades 3, 4, and 5 in 2008, and we've been a Carson choir ever since. Okay.
And this is all outside of regular school time.
Indeed.
Extracurricular.
We meet at 7:30 every Tuesday morning. And in the case of right now, in April and May, we're having extra Wednesday after school rehearsals. So, yeah, we will have before and after school rehearsals, absolutely.
Practice. Soloists, really, really group 3. Wow. Group 2. Wow. Group 4 was the best. That's, I'm going to call it as I see it. You have to practice this every single day.
What made you want to, had you ever started a choir like this before coming to Carson?
In all the other schools, Hazelwood, Kettering, West Main, yes, I've had, depending on the age and the grade, everywhere I've been as a music teacher, I've had a choir.
What, I feel like that's something a little bit unusual at the elementary level. What made you want to start a group like this and to keep it going throughout the years?
Well, Seth, I look at it as a foundation, like a house. This is a foundation, and if I lay a solid vocal foundation with these children at a young age, in 3rd grades, they're at that point where they're mature enough and can read music enough that if I lay the foundation, that helps the middle and the high schools finish the rest of their musical lives, and it lays a good foundation, I believe, for success in joining, you know, future choirs down the road in middle school and high school and beyond. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that success because this year's juniors and sophomores at the high school, I've seen some of them in choir, and they would have been the first year members of here.
Okay.
And that tells me that my fruition and that my vision of starting it early will carry on. I'm glad to see it does.
The choir does a number of performances throughout the year and in the community. Can you just talk about some of the different places that it's performed?
Well, every year since 2008, we've done Citizen of the Month luncheon, excuse me, mm-hmm. and that's usually winter. We've done church women's luncheons like Christ United Methodist, Faith United Methodist. We've done Zurger Hall. We've gone and been invited by the retired Licking County teachers have invited us. So every year the word gets out, and we also, in May, it's a tradition because it's National Senior Centers Senior Living Month. We go to 3 senior nursing homes every May. And so we're out a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then, so that's coming up in May,
yep.
And then also the school-wide performance. They perform in front of their families and other
and
students here.
And I also forgotten in previous years, they come on a weekend and do our Carson Car Show, which is on Saturday. And they're always excited to come back and sing for that. And that draws a crowd, which helps our PTA It's good PR and good publicity. If the kids, people know the kids are singing at the car show, they come out, and so that helps too.
It seems like it's something that obviously you have a lot of energy for. That
You can't see me, but I'm smiling. Yeah, I do. And I don't feel like I've been doing it for 34 years because there's something about kids that give you the energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 5 o'clock in the day right now, and I feel like, you know, if I'd be home, I'd be in bed, like laying down napping, but this is all good. So
when you're choosing the songs and their third, fourth, and fifth grade level, how do you choose something that challenges the students while also you're also having third graders sing
right
it?
And that's a good point. I try to pick a theme. Every year's a theme. Like 1 year we did character counts about the pillars of character. This year I picked the theme of friendship.
God's gonna make this place your home. It is about friends, isn't it, guys?
And so I have a great resource called Music Express. It's a magazine for ages grade 3 to 5, and by John Jacobson. And he does a lot of popular upbeat tunes like Home by Philip Phillips, which we were doing. And the books and the resources help. What's nice is the third graders in choir can spread out in their classrooms and be leaders. And it helps pull, you know, the kids that aren't in choir in third grade, they're kind of ahead of them, but they can be leaders within the classroom. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I try to pick songs that'll pique their interest and, you know, also some oldies but goodies. But that's a great resource. Plus my curriculum is a great resource too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did notice when I came, a number of students came in late who were involved in another club. The mm-hmm. couple students I talked with are each involved in one or two other things. So it's either attracting student leaders or helping to build student leaders.
Our staff offers so many varieties. We've got, you know, staff doing chess club. We have more staff members doing sports club. And again, I'm just going to speak for them, but I think they're laying their foundation too. It's a really good thing. We lost our after-school program, but it's a really good thing we're keeping these kids from running the streets. I mean, I'm going to say that. You know, they can be here. They have a chess club, their activity. And the students that are in activities, as many research will show, are much better students academically.
Yep.
And we just offer so many different things here for the kids to pique their interest. We've had our club. You know, I mean, we're great staff. There's a lot to choose from.
Okay, you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just thank you to New York City Schools and parents of Carson and staff. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Duh.
Logan, I'm in the fifth grade at Carson Elementary.
I'm Sarah. I'm in the fifth grade at Carson Elementary.
Okay, and both of you are in the Carson Choir.
Yes.
How long have you been in the Carson Choir?
2 years. I missed out on fourth grade.
Okay.
3 years.
3 years. What do you enjoy about the choir? Why are you in it?
I just like singing. It's one of my hobbies. Okay. The music sounds pretty good.
Okay. You get to do a lot of performances. What do you like about going out into the community and performing?
I really like it because I like interacting and singing with people.
Okay.
It's nice seeing people happy when you find out how they react to music and stuff.
Do you have a favorite song that you're singing right now?
Home.
What is it?
Home. I'm not sure.
Home?
By Philip Phillips.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Same one here.
Okay. Are you involved in any other activities at school?
I'm in chess club and character council.
Cool.
I'm in sports club.
Okay. What does sports club do?
We play a bunch of sports.
Oh. Makes sense. Okay, thank you very much.
Baron Smith. I teach American history at Newark High School.
Okay. And we're talking with you about the Newark High School Community Service Day that we did on April 25th this year, and this was the second one. Mm-hmm. Kind of going back to why you wanted to help get this movement started last year, what was the goal with starting Community Service Day?
The goal was to really get the kids involved in the community and not just see in school like we have today. There's a lot of, you know, organizations that do get out in the community, you know, sing at choirs, you know, at certain dinners and get involved in certain events. But I'm figuring, well, from a grassroots standpoint, sometimes we don't have they don't understand the idea of going out and actually doing community service where you're manually doing some sort of labor, you know, visibly picking up an area of town that usually doesn't see a whole lot of attention. Mm-hmm. And being from Newark, I think that it's imperative for the school and the kids to start giving back a little bit, because the town does a lot for it. And even something as small as picking up trash and spreading mulch, you know, it saves the time, it saves some money for the taxpayers, and at the same time, it's us saying thank you, you know, for doing all that you do. And hopefully those younger kids, you know, that are out there playing on the playgrounds and at the pools, you know, and see that, and hopefully they, you know, one day strive to do that. But again, the goal is really just pay it forward, you know, try to, you know, teach also at the same time our students, hey, there's more to life than just bubbling in answers, you know, and hey, you passed the OGT, congrats. The idea is, which is a great thing, there's no doubt about that, but there's more to life than just sitting in a classroom. And sometimes they don't get the whole point of school. It's not simply the knowledge, it's how do you apply it? You know, what's going on? Self-discipline, and that's another idea that I had with that. The project itself was instilling some morals and values that you don't just walk around and walk by that trash. I know it's not yours, but there's a trash can right there. Don't just pick it up and put it in there. Mm-hmm. That way it's not sitting there for 6 months.
Right.
You know, something that small.
How many students were involved this year?
This year we added about 20. Okay. The year before there was right around 40. This year we had a total of 60. Hopefully, again, it's growing slowly. You know, it's something you can't, it's a marathon, not a sprint right now. So it's something hopefully we can continue to grow. Eventually the goal is to get the whole school out one day. Mm-hmm. And it happened to fall on Earth Day. That was completely ironic in Earth Week. I had no idea when I was planning it. I just knew that looking at the school calendar and talking with administration, that was probably the best day, and linking with the Parks Department, you know, that was the most convenient day. I'd like to do it before they start mowing. Yeah. And that way they don't mow the trash and stuff up. But, you know, so, yeah, the numbers are growing steadily, so hopefully it continues.
And the different places you concentrate on, like you said, you work with the city parks department, just working on city parks.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Jeff Quackenbush, you know, I went to him with this idea last year, because we used to do this stuff back when I was in school, and, you know, it was kind of like, whatever happened to all that? You know, he goes, well, everybody's just so busy. I'm like, well, I'll make some time for it. And he linked me with the Parks Department. Really what he does, he goes to the meetings and discusses with them, you know, the areas that are the most dire need, where they're going to have a hard time getting ready for that season. The year before, last year, for example, we were downtown, you know, the town's common park, we were in a bike path, you know, really focused on the north end of town. And then this year we were really on the east end, you know, the northeast end of town, like the T.J. Evans Ponds, Horns Hill, Hollander Pools. So, I mean, the cool thing is it changes. It's not like we're the same place every year, which hopefully, though, numbers-wise, and hopefully weather permitting next year, it's better. You know, we can really, you know, make a big impact and get all the parks around town and all the areas that really need cleaned. I mean, the goal eventually is to get out in the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. You know, and nothing like sitting on the front porch and seeing some high school kids coming down the street picking up trash. How you doing? Thank you. You know, being good neighbors and good upstanding citizens in the community. That's the goal, so... I mean, the day went pretty well, I thought. I mean, for the weather conditions. And we had even discussed possibly postponing it, and I know I talked with you about that. But I just knew with the schedule and the way things are, this week especially, and it would be virtually impossible. And we didn't want to go without doing it, because members in the community obviously look forward to that. I think they do. I think they look forward to those kids getting out there, and it's a good thing. And the kids did. And that's what really, I remember walking in to the Commons right before, you know, we were going to go, and I'm thinking we're going to have 30 kids in here. Half of them, they were there with their rain gear on, decked out, ready to go, which I was really happy. I was like, that's awesome. You know, they're willing to put that time in and not complain, mm-hmm. you know, and it was that was their motto, you know, deal with it, you know, the rain. I never said that. And I thought it was awesome that they were like, just deal with it. It's raining, but we're going to deal with it. So, you know, that's a good thing. Seeing the students actually enjoy it, you know, doing the work, not complaining, you know, and you know, giving up their time, which I thought is a great thing. And hopefully they learn from that and it continues to spread to their other friends. And eventually, hopefully by next year, we have 80 kids, and the year after 100, and the next thing you know, we got the whole school.
And the students, they're students who are involved in other
organizations. And I mean, we have, again, it was pretty wide array. I mean, really, I like to get the students that have earned it, grade-wise, you know, that actually are hard workers, that, you know, sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying everybody needs to be an honor roll student, but... You know, we definitely want the students that do strive for perfection, do the right thing day in, day out, and sometimes don't get rewarded for it, you know, and they kind of go under the radar because they're doing the right thing every day, and that's the expectation. So this is kind of a way of saying, hey, this is what you get. You've worked hard. Now you get to go out and represent what it means to be a Wildcat, you know, giving back to your community, cleaning up the town, you know, and just representing yourself in a positive way, and this is a goal. I mean, we have members from the ROTC, athletes from all the sports, for the most part, hard at spring sports because, you know, I hate when they're in season. They don't need to be out there working. You know, Student Council, Honor Society, the Key Club, you know, school within a school. And like I said, I mean, you have a ton. And a big help is the teachers and administrators want to give up their time too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that easy to say, hey, I need six of you. I mean, teachers are busy day in, day out from that when that bell rings, so an hour, sometimes 2-3 hours after that bell stops. You know, so having them, you know, with them willing to give up their time was a big asset too. So, you know, and we had more volunteers and I had people, administrators, you know, staff members contacting me. Hey, I'm willing to help out. I'm like, great. You know, I love that. You know, so and I think this year people were excited. And, you know, I had kids coming in. Hey, can I help? Yeah, absolutely. How's your grades? You doing all right? You know, you're not failing anything right now because you're not going to get out of school if you're failing. You got to focus on your grades first. You know, right. So. I think it was awesome, and I think next year it's hopefully weather pending. You know, it's even better. You know, when it's nice weather, nothing like it. You know, the kids enjoy it, and we get a lot accomplished. You know, so that's the plan. Next year, add 20 more.
Cool.
So,
all right. Well, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 6 of the Newark City Schools podcast. I hope you enjoyed hearing from the Carson Choir as much as I enjoyed putting the story together. I'll be back again soon with another episode. Have a great day. It's a great time to be a cat.